35 million Americans buy fishing licenses every year. Whether they're jigging for halibut, surf casting for blues, or fly fishing for rainbows, the motivation is largely the same. For most, it's more about the fishing than the catching. In the first of a summer series about fishing in America, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold wades the Yellowstone River with the purists on opening day.
It's nothing like a river runs through it. There's no solace of open spaces, no quiet stretch of water. Winnebagoes are stacked up on the highway, and in the river a few yards away, so are the fishermen, with barely a rod's length between them. Fluorescent yellow, orange, and green fly line arcs in the air up and down the river like a special effect at the Olympics. They've been here since 5 this morning, pulling on waders, tying on prince nymphs, caddis, and woolly buggers, and casting at every ripple, desperate to catch a Yellowstone cutthroat, a fish the colors of a sunset.
Look at that cut. Look at this cut.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
It's all catch and release here, and it's a good thing. Yellowstone cuts are picky, but it's estimated these fish get caught 6 or 7 times a summer.
Oh, get them.
Now, fly fishing is the guy on the L.L. Bean catalog cover, alone in the wilderness, with the fish and his $3,000 bamboo rod. So why brave the bison-snapping tourists, the overflowing parking lots, to cast elbow to elbow for a fish some other guy already caught? Well, it's not about solitude.
You try it on other rivers, get in that tight. There are problems. Here is social.
Ken Boyd has friends here from 10 seasons back.
We can fish tight together and nobody's annoyed with each other because we know each other. We've seen you here last year before that, fishing it slow, we visit.
Men, and it is mostly men here, who can barely manage a nod to an office mate, can strike up an hour-long conversation with a stranger with just 2 words. Any luck? And the gear. Anglers spend $37 billion a year on everything from gink to make the fly float just right to two-way radios.
Dave, what do you got going on down there?
In every shade of olive green, anglers check each other out, nets dangling from vests with innumerable pockets, brimming with more flies than you could possibly tie on in a lifetime. Chuck Endress and his son, in their own just as studied but casual attire, observe the fashion from the riverbank.
A lot of these people come from back east, and everything they got on them, they just read an Orvis catalog and just ordered something off every page. It's Orvis hat, Orvis underwear, Orvis shirt. You know, they just Orvis from head to toe.
Chuck, in a white t-shirt and Bermuda shorts, juggled cigar and fly rod, barely rising from his lawn chair, but catching more fish than anyone around him. He and his son haven't missed opening day as long as he can remember.
This is not about fishing. This is about having fun. I think the people are more fun than the fish. You see all kinds of... You see that guy with that damn chrome suit? He's a good guy, too.
Yeah.
Ed Dunn was quickly dubbed Chrome Guy up and down the river. A vision in a silver lamé suit, like Elvis meets the Yellowstone.
3 times the fish came around me and started feeding around me. Now, I'm sitting here wondering, am I a fake sunrise or sunset? But... for you fly fishermen out there, bright colors do not scare fish. I have a chrome rod, it doesn't scare fish. You can wear all the colors you want and look as cool as you want, as I do.
A few yards away, a quiet Texan in a white Stetson attracted nearly as much attention. His 15th opener on the Yellowstone, and Dennis Loving never went more than 10 minutes without a fish on. But fish or no fish, he says, it really doesn't matter.
I don't know, it's just a serenity. It's just like hunting. I do a lot of hunting. And it's not going out and killing an animal. I've been many years without killing an animal. I don't have to kill any. It's being out by yourself and getting yourself together.
By yourself with everybody else here on the Yellowstone. Still, there's nothing quite like those few seconds when that elusive trout finally does hit your convincing fly. But that's just a part of it, not the whole story, not at all.
You got a camera?
I'm ready.
Lift him up. You get the picture?
He's gone. You gone?
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Yellowstone.